When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
David Wells has pissed a perfect game. 27 up, 27 down. Baseball immortality for David Wells. And the Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
It is Call of the Day time, brought to you by our good friends at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely, choose Ramsey Mazda.
Let's head out to Milford. It's Lee. It's The Fan. What's going on, Lee?
Hi. I was calling about poor Chip. I feel for your wife and your family waking up to mountains of diarrhea there.
Oh, it was a tough morning, Leah. I'll tell you that. It really was. It was a tough Monday. It's hot outside. Yeah. You got to make sure the sweat factor is a 10. Immediately walk outside. Yeah, you wake up and the smell of that perfuming throughout the course of the house.
Yeah.
It's a tough start to the work week. Yes, no doubt about it.
It sure is. I hope you or your wife are able to call your vet, maybe get Chip's belly straightened out.
Leah, Chip's vet was on speed dial all weekend long. I've spoken with them multiple times over the course of the weekend.
Oh, God.
Yes.
That's rough.
Nolan over at Bull's Head Vet Hospital in beautiful Stamford, Connecticut. Tremendous vet. Great. Love him. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Called me right back. Said, ground beef, rice, chicken, anything bland. I feel bad for Chip. It's terrible. Now, he's just having explosive diarrhea. There's nothing I can do about it.
That's true. It's true. By the way, I haven't heard from my wife all morning long.
Which is not a good scene. This is not. I walked out of the house. I cleaned it all up. Everything was going right. The kids were outside walking Chip. I felt bad for Chip, who's basically every 5 minutes is running to the front door. Leah, good call. That was your call of the day. Brought to you by Ramsey Mazda, of course. Let's head out to Baby J in the Bronx. I haven't chatted with you in forever, Baby J.
My guy Moose, what's up, brother?
What's up, my man? How are you?
Listen, I got your message a couple months ago from my mutual friend, bro, about my Knicks. You heard?
Yes, I did hear. Yes.
Listen, I know it said Yankee bullpen I was calling about. I lied. I want to tell the producer I lied.
Okay.
Moose, do the Knicks really have a superstar that turned down all that money so we can win some more games and go for a chip? Did that really happen? Pinch me now, Moose, because I must be dreaming.
Baby J, it is true. I mean, Brunson, who came here with no fanfare, established himself as a superstar in this city, and nobody, if he decided to wait, Baby J, and decided to wait to next offseason and takes the 5-year, $270 million deal, right? Nobody would have scoffed at it. They would have said, deserved it, right? Nobody would have ripped him. Nobody would have done anything, right? So, and you have guys in this league that haven't accomplished anything what Brunson has done the last 2 years here in New York, making extensions north of $200 million. But yes, Jalen Brunson, everyone throws around the term him. Jalen Brunson is him. He's the instrument of change. He has changed it all. Came here. People ripped the Knicks when they signed him. And look what he's done in 2 years.
Yep. Turned our whole franchise upside down. I don't even care about the Yankees right now, Moose. I don't care. I've seen them win so much, I don't even care. Wake me up when my Jets and my Knicks start, Moose. That's all I'm worried about. I don't worry about nothing else, man. I am so stuck. I haven't been this excited for the Knicks in, Ewan? 998?
Yeah,
I've been this excited.
I like the Sprewell Houston 99 team. I know they didn't have a great regular season, but the run and the loss to the Spurs in the NBA Finals, but that era of the 90s, that was a fun era to be a Knicks fan. They never won. They went to one NBA Finals. They went to a couple NBA Finals and lost both of them, but still, that was an enjoyable time to be a Knicks fan. But yes, the days of Patrick, no doubt.
Those days, it took the GOAT to end us. That's what ended the Knicks, the GOAT. But we talking about this right now, Knicks. Oh, man, Moose. I'm ready, Moose.
Baby J, I'm
so
with you.
Pumped. I'm ready, brother. Moose, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I miss talking to you, bro. I got to call you more often.
You got it, Baby J. Please do. It's great to hear your voice, and always great to talk sports with you. But, it's great to be a Knicks fan. You smile. It's enjoyable.
no longer a laughing stock, no longer about, you know, who's showing up at Madison Square Garden. Now it's about the product on the court. And chemistry matters. And you want to draw a comparison. It's not really an apples-to-apples comparison, but I'll make it nonetheless, right? So, like, chemistry is important. You see that with the Mets, right? Team cares about one another. They've responded. They play for one another. You know, that can overcome talent deficiencies with the team. It really can. When a team starts to believe. And you've seen it in a myriad of different ways. Now, we'll see exactly where this season ends, but there's no doubt, undoubtedly, that room is rock solid right now. And you can say the same thing about the Knicks. I know people scoffed about the price they gave up for Mikal Bridges with the Brooklyn Nets, but here's the deal. Bridges is the perfect fit for what the Knicks are all about right now. He fits into the culture. Lean into Tom Thibodeau as a head coach. Not going to create any waves. You know about the chemistry he already has with DiVincenzo, Hart, and obviously Jalen Brunson. That's why it was the perfect acquisition. Now, Knicks are going to be graded and judged on a different level now. It's not a matter of getting to the playoffs, being a tough out in the Eastern Conference, making it to the Eastern Conference Finals. No, now it's going to be graded about, and it changes. The expectations have changed. Now it's a matter of winning an NBA championship for the first time since 1973. That's the grade on the New York Knicks, and you have a player in Jalen Brunson leading the way. And if the reports are true that Bridges is now willing to take a haircut on a contract extension too, it only adds to the equation and the lore and the draw and the resume of Jalen Brunson. It's amazing. Like, you want to talk about a guy that completely and utterly gets it, one that wanted to walk through those doors, didn't walk through those doors with the fanfare, wasn't the celebration, none of that. To the contrary, people were critical. People didn't think it was going to work. But it has, to an astonishing level. And Jalen Brunson now taking less money because he's emphasizing winning. He gets it, because if the Knicks win, and what I mean by that is win an NBA title, and Brunson is the leading force, you know, that money will be made up. He gets it. He understands it. It's refreshing. It really is, especially if you're a longtime Knicks fan. West Haven, Connecticut, we go. It's Mike. It's the Fan. What's going on, Michael?
Hi, Moose. You and Joe B are my favorite people on the Fan.
Ah, oh, thank you, Michael. I appreciate that. That's strong company. Appreciate
it. I'm 77 years old.
Okay.
Been a Yankee fan for over 65 years. Was at Don Larson's perfect game in 56.
Nice.
But I watch the Yankees now, and one of the things that aggravates me, and nobody brought it up today, everybody's talking about, yesterday was a terrible loss. No doubt about it.
Yeah, brutal.
But everybody's putting the blame on Volpe and Verdugo. And I know Holmes is an upstanding guy, but I can't stand it when relief pitchers come in, and the Yankees have a lot of relief pitchers that do this.
Yeah, walk
they
guys.
They walk people. He walked two people in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
He put himself in that jam.
No doubt.
Sure, the Yaris killed him, but Holmes shouldn't have put the Yankees in that position. But I'd rather see him throw a strike down the middle and let a guy hit a home run with nobody out.
Well, you know, Mike, I agree with you. The last thing you want to do if you're a closer or reliever and you're trying to protect the lead late in the game is put guys on and give them a free base and walk them. I don't disagree, and that's the concern when you look at Clay Holmes. Now, he should have been bailed out. Volpe's got to make that play, and does. I mean, Verdugo is a really good left fielder. That's what was so surprising about the way that that game unfolded yesterday, is that you had two players that are really good defensive players making the miscues that they did.
Exactly. And one other question is, let me ask you, and you tell me, I'll get off, and you tell me what you think.
Yeah, let's hear.
How long are they gonna ride the DJ train, who was great when he was hitting, but now he's just washed? And even Verdugo. Verdugo's like, hasn't had a hit since that home run in Boston, basically. Well, what are they going to do about those two guys?
Yeah, Verdugo, I think he's the only, you know, option out there in left field. Like, Verdugo's going to get reps and playing time. I think the train on DJ LeMahieu, I think we're coming close to the station. I do. And, you know, he's a veteran. I get it. and the Yankees have talked him up, and Boone talks him up, but, you know, results are results. The lack of power, the lack of extra base hits, the approach at the plate, the way that it looks, the options that you do have, especially with a season that, you know, it's not a matter that you can continue to sacrifice, especially when you look at this lineup. So I think we're getting close to the train station for LeMahieu in terms of being a consistent name in that lineup. 137, Melusis with you, 888-808-1019.